Yo, 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 what's up? What's up? It's your boy Black Rob. This is the Black Rob Podcast. You know what I'm saying? And one of the things I want to get into today on April 14th, rainy day, NBA playoffs, right? NBA playoffs. My first round winners, of course, I got Houston over Minnesota, which I think they should sweep. Golden State, which is right now is annihilating the San Antonio Spurs. I think the best matchup will probably be Utah and OKC. Man, Westbrook, he a bad man, but I'm gonna get an edge. I'm gonna give him a slight edge, and I'm gonna pick Utah as the upset. I just think Utah got played like top defense. They got Donovan Mitchell, Rookie of the Year, and they got a hell of a coach. Another upset, I think a lot of people not overlooking this. The Pelicans versus the Trailblazers. I think like the Pelicans got the best player in that series. So usually I'm gonna go with the normally I go with the best player, not the best team, because you know what I'm saying. They do got Dame Dollar, CJ McCollum, who can get you buckets, and they also got Nurkic. But at the end of the day, I just think they don't have nobody to slow down AD, the brow. You know what I'm saying? What else? Same old on the East. I think Cleveland will get to the Eastern Conference Finals, barring any other injury, major injury. And I think the young boys down in Philly, man, Ben Simmons, and if B can come back, I think they're going to be a problem. They may not go to the championship, but they will be a problem. But hey, the way it's going around in Philly, man, everything's touching like gold, like out there. You know what I'm saying? So, Cleveland and Philly in the conference, Eastern Conference Finals, I think I can see that. If not, Toronto, man, they got to show me something. They gotta come out and beat the Wizards the first game. I mean, they can't have no lack. They can't be lacking, or the doubts is definitely going to creep into those guys' heads again. A.K.A. Lowry don't show up in the playoffs, and DeMar DeRozan. I mean, those good players, but I don't think they're like difference makers, you know? I mean, they make the all-star squads, but I just don't think they're difference makers. But Dwayne Casey, he's been doing a good job. They got a solid team out there. The bench is good, you know what I'm saying? But I still think they're missing something. Past Friday, Nicki Minaj, she popped out two songs. And I've been hearing mixed reviews about them, you know? One is Chun-Li and Barbie Things. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's see. I'll listen to a little bit. Let me see what she got for us. I mean, I'm not really that type of person. I mean, to me, this record don't sound too bad. I mean, everybody just wanted her to put out some quality good music. I mean, she also got a record on her out there with Young Thug freaking saying, called No Anybody. You know? You know what I'm saying? Got that. You know what I'm saying? So y'all go check out that Chun-Li and Barbie Things. You know, Anybody with featuring Young, with her, with Young Thug featuring her. You know what I'm saying? She recently did a Zane Lowe interview where she talked about the whole Cardi B situation, how she felt some type of way about not Cardi making her, but Quavo and Atlantic Records making her take, mention her Cardi names in the verse of Motorsport. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it, man. If y'all, both of y'all think y'all the best right now, go at it. Fuck it, bar for bar. You know what I'm saying? Then it's been a fucking. The original version of the song been floating around YouTube. I try to find that for you guys right now, let you hear it. But yeah, you know, I don't think they have like no real beef. I just think, you know what I'm saying? I don't even think it's like people saying like guys putting Nicki and Cardi against each other. I just think, you know what I'm saying? When you the best, you the best. And some motherfuckers, when you at the top, people gonna take shots at you. You know what I'm saying? When the king or queen, like, yo, back up off, they send the shots back at you. So I don't think it's that big of a deal where people are saying people like trying to put women against each other. I mean, women can exist together simultaneously. Really fucking Rhapsody, who I think is phenomenal. Cardi, who had a hell of a Cinderella story to come where she come from, love of hip hop, stripping and all that, to make something of herself. Shit. She hosted fucking late night show. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And she was on it multiple times, mind you. Let me see if I can find the original. Can't seem to find the original verse, but oh, I think I found it. Let me see. I think this is it. You watch the daytime tea times weekends. I think this is it. Let me see. No, I can't see the. No, I can't really find it, but you know what I'm saying? Next time in the podcast, I'll try to find that. What else? Trump, he doing his thug deals out there again for, you know what I'm saying, everybody who's scared, you know what I'm saying? This country has been, since this country been existent, it's always been in war, you know? So I don't really get caught up with things I can't control, you know what I'm saying? The Most High, so it's in the Most High hands. And so whatever that energy in the universe wants to create and put out here for us, you know, to ascend to or descend to, it's going to happen regardless, I think. You know what I'm saying? The whole Syria thing, like, just imagine, like, motherfucker tell you, you poison your citizens, but y'all doing the same thing over here. Like, Flint still doesn't have water. And it's been reported that officials have stopped giving out free bottled water because they're saying that the water is not safe. And I recently seen the video. I know, you know what I'm saying, seen the New Era group out there who seen the picture, video on their page, and it showed people water still looking like undrinkable, man. Like it's Mexico somewhere, like Cancun somewhere, you can't drink the water still. That is crazy. Like, for you to go over there and put your nose in somebody, but the real deal is about it. I want y'all to check up on this. Is the pipeline, the oil pipeline. It's, you know what I'm saying? They trying to get Syria. So they trying to bully Syria and Russia, like, you know what I'm saying? Playing their part. It's the whole game, man. Y'all got to keep your eyes on this shit. This shit crazy. Don't get too focused on this. Don't drop the ball. You know what I'm saying? They want you to fear that war is going on. When it's war not going to go on, it's not going to be the war that they got y'all think it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? Wars happened in the last administration with Obama. Nobody complained. You know what I'm saying? I like to give fair criticism. You know what I'm saying? Wars happened last administration, right? Nobody said nothing when he went over there and did Gaddafi like he did, or all the other places. You know what I'm saying? Nobody complained. They Obama this, Obama that. They tell me Obama. And I'm not a directly Obama hater. I just don't believe in the government is going to solve all problems, especially African descent people problems. We must solve them on our own. You know? True shit, real shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how I see it. You know what I'm saying? No boogeyman from the side is gonna come to save us. I think the Most High, the energy of the universe, the frequency is in us to do what we gotta do to change this. You know what I'm saying? But what I got for you, my spotlight record of the day, I got to give y'all a little something later on from 50 Cent with, featuring PNB Rock, called Crazy. I think that's a dope record that 50 just came hard on. Like, it gave you that emotion and what he been battling, the whole situation with him and Banks. His son, the mental thoughts of him wanting to off himself but not off himself, his grandma, his granddad, who standards raised him for the most part. Yeah, like, that's really, I really fuck with Fifth, dog. Fifth, my nigga, he be having me dying laughing on the gram, for real. What's another, something else I miss, I haven't been, I wanted to discuss fabulous thing. Like, I seen a lot of people like jump off the bridge, like, Fabulous, you're a piece of shit. Fabulous did it. Like, the video I seen TMZ release, Fab was totally calm. Her dad was the one that was, like, you know what I'm saying, explosive. You know, so he may have said, like, the threats and shit with a bullet or a gun or something with your name on it. But I'm not ready to jump off the limb and be like, yo, Fabulous, he knocked the teeth. I haven't even seen the picture. Like, if you show me a picture where Fabulous punched her in the mouth and broke her teeth out, like, then I'd be like, damn, Fab is fucked up. You was my G. So how you do that? Like, how you get in that situation after all these years of being, like, clean, so to speak, in the industry, and get put in that situation or whatnot? I just don't see it. But I don't know him personally, so anything's possible with any celeb. You know what I'm saying? We think we know him, but we really don't. So, you know, I just wait to the verdict or whatever decision come down. Supposedly Meek Mill supposed to be free Monday, and yeah, we'll see. You know what I'm saying? Like, that story is just so crazy. Like, after all the discrepancies, he's still locked up. You know what I'm saying? He's not even on bond. Like, yo, you can just put him on bond, but nope. So, you know, we're waiting to see Monday. A few people been going to see him. Had Robert Kraft for the New England Patriots go see him, and he talked about the whole discrepancy of the problems with the corrections system, the judicial system, especially involving blacks and people of color. That was kind of like a big up, even though he, like, known as one of the biggest supporters for Donald Trump buddies, him and Tom Brady, but that's neither here nor there. He didn't have to speak out. He didn't even have to speak to the reporter and tell him why he was there and who, you know what I'm saying, who he's going to see. So, you know what I'm saying, I think that was cool. He went to go see him with the Philadelphia Flyers and Sixers owner, I believe. They went to go see me now. You know what I'm saying? Pay him a visit. Man, Wale been putting out some heat lately, huh? Like, he been really putting on some heat. Like, one of my favorite songs that he put out was Black Bunny. That the song is cold. I want everybody to go check out, if you got a chance, go on YouTube, put in Knowledge, crazy artist, amazing artist in my book, you know what I'm saying, out of Detroit, Michigan. I think a lot of people would love him. He got a dope vibe to him. A lot of people would say he kind of like a Big Sean, a Three Stacks flow, but I think the brother's talented. I think if you look for some dope music, check him out. He got some positive shit going on. He's speaking some shit. He with the mumble shit. You know what I'm saying? He got some nice shit. Check his IG Knowledge page out. You check him out on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? He did a little, he did a nice little song for Flint Water. I played it previously on the podcast, but go check that out again. He got another dope song called Detroit Red. I think I'm Detroit Red. Paying homage to Malcolm X, Malcolm Little, Malik Al-Shabazz. You know what I'm saying? I went to school with him too, so you know, I give him the promo. It wasn't really, really the promo. I just like bigging up people who I feel are genuine. You know what I'm saying? I want them to see them succeed in life, and that's like my brother though. You know what I'm saying? So go check him out. What else? Eric Bellinger, his album he put out last week was dope. I listened to it. Got some nice joints on there. That's probably about it. Let me see. Check the docket. What else I got to talk about? Dez Bryant got released in the Cowboy, which I thought was pretty unexpected for me. I thought Jerry Jones was going to lose. You know what I'm saying? You never know with Jerry Jones, man. But he made the tough decision. And reports by ESPN saying that it wasn't even like a really too much of a discussion of a pay cut. It was like, yo, it is what it is. Dez, we wash our hands. We wish none of you the best. So that was like unexpected. Like, I didn't see that coming, not from nowhere, you know what I'm saying? So let's see what Dennis laying up. I seen Norman from the Washington Wizards say, fuck it, squash the beef, come to Washington, which they do need weapons out there, you know what I'm saying? Especially with Alex Smith. But I just didn't understand them getting rid of Kirk Cousins. Man, I think that's go ahead and get into my spotlight record. Like, once again, I called Crazy 56 featuring P&B Rock. Check this out. Dope record. 56 P&B Rock. Crazy. Check it out. Yo, that's 50 Cent featuring P&B Rock, called Crazy. 50 came up with this one, but this is the end. Love, peace, and soul, you know what I'm saying? Love everybody, stay positivity. Remember, nobody like you. Be you. It pays to be you. Nobody else. Peace. Oh, yeah. Oh, my bad. And before I go, leave your comments. Write me. Tell me what's up. What you think of the podcast. Do all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Follow me. Love y'all. Thanks for listening. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.